So my name is Professor Alison Hester. I'm the head of Safeguarding Natural Capital theme at the James Hutton Institute. And the remit which I'm giving today is to talk about how research can contribute to creating future resilient landscapes in the context of tree health. And so I'm really dividing what I'm going to talk about into three main areas where I see research being really important. The first one is primary research, which is really the fundamentals of what are the diseases, how are they affecting the trees, where are they, how fast are they spread, what are the genetic resistances, etc. So that's a really fundamental area. The second area is the synthesis of all of this research which scientists do. And without that synthesis, we have very little idea of wider confidence in the results which people have. So I'll talk about that. And then the third area of my talk will be very much about how can we then as scientists contribute to management advice for future resilient landscapes. And I'll give examples as I go along. And I think the biggest message which I'm giving today in relation to tree health is that we are in a very strong position to be able to collate and synthesise a lot of very important information. But what tends to happen is that the panic sets in when a disease arrives in a country, and by that time it's too late to do this. So I would make a plea that now we actually collate and synthesise information so that we can get the best possible knowledge of what these tree diseases do, what they might do in the UK now, even for those that haven't yet arrived, so that we can do something before it's too late.